I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, y'all. It's Andy. I'm in my dressing room. The show's about to start. I'm plugging my phone in as we speak. We've got Gail King and Leslie Odom tonight. I'm really excited. Leslie Odom is smoking hot. Gail King is always a pleasure to be around. And I'm thrilled that she's here. I can't believe it, actually, because we're live and it's late and she wakes up early. She and I talked about Charlie in the dressing room before the show. And we're going to talk about it on the air. And so tonight's going to be triply interesting with the Charlie Rose news that's broken. That it's very upsetting, by the way. All right. I'll see you on the show.
Broadway fans get chills when he sings, and she's always the first to know Oprah's favorite things.
Yeah.
It's Watch What Happens Live with Gail King and Leslie Odom Jr. now. What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, kicking off the official holiday season with two people who are extremely gifted. Nobody is more qualified to be in charge of Oprah's favorite things because she is Oprah's favorite king. Welcome back, O Magazine editor-at-large Gail King. Issue on newsstands now, and it's really good. He has gone from singing on the Great White Way to tonight singing for women in wings and lingerie. His album, Simply Christmas Deluxe Edition, is out now. It's Leslie Odom Jr.
Yeah.
Hey, good to see you, man. Thanks for coming back. And over at the bar, he is the creative director for O Magazine. It's Adam Glassman. Hey, Adam Glassman.
Yeah.
Adam, what's your favorite thing in the Favorite Things issue?
Oh, that's a tough question. 23andMe, the DNA test.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm into it. I want to get started. First of all, thank you for keeping your commitment to us. I know you were going through it. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Did and you think I was going to cancel?
I would have understood if you did, and you would have emailed me and said I can't do it, and I would have said I totally get it.
Yeah.
That's right. And also, you hate my brown suit.
Well, hate is a strong word.
You dislike my brown suit.
I just don't think it's attractive, Andy.
All right. I was feeling good about it.
Well, no, we should ask Adam. Adam, you know about fashion.
I hate his brown
suit.
Oh,
yeah. Adam commented on it. Yes, he knows. Well, listen, Leslie performed at the Victoria's Secret fashion show tonight, and a model's worst nightmare happened while you were singing.
We were in Shanghai, and she was the model from Shanghai.
Oh.
It was the first time in Victoria's Secret history that a model has fallen.
Wow. And they left it in the show. Shady, shady Victoria's Secret. Because, by the way, it was on tape. They could have cut it out.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah.
But shady.
People, yeah. It was already, but before the show was over, it was already online.
No
it was
doubt.
From the audience. So
no
if,
doubt.
If they would have cut it, people would have.
Guess what, you guys? Go to WWHL.TV now. First poll of the night. What do you think of my brown suit? Hot or not?
Not.
We want to know.
Not.
This is where our audience really comes in. Leave this up.
Boy.
I wanna. Do you like it? Right. Okay. But our audience is shady. They will tell me the truth right away. Okay. It's hovering on yes. Keep that open because I want to go back to it. Your calls for Gail and Leslie are rolling in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, people may wait with bated breath to find out what Oprah's favorite things are every Christmas, but I already know what some of Gail's favorite things are every year, New Jersey and Atlanta Housewives. Here's what, let's play Gail's favorite Bravo things. I'm going to toss out some things that have been going on. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
In Atlanta, what do you think about Kenya and Baby's long-distance marriage and he hates the spotlight? Could this work?
I think it's a little dicey starting off this way, but I'm curious about why Kenya has so many haters.
Yeah, I know people.
She has a lot of haters, yeah, and I really feel for her. I believe she got married. Some people are questioning, is it really real? She showed us a picture. I just feel she has a lot of haters.
Gail, while in this clubhouse, Nene alluded to the fact that Phaedra and Portia should get the boot, which pissed Portia off. Whose side are you on in this?
Well, Andy, you can never say to a coworker, I don't think they should be on the show. I could see maybe calling you, but I don't think you say it out loud to everybody.
What do you think of Cynthia's new dating lifestyle?
I like it.
You like it?
Yes, okay, because good. Cynthia's going younger, and I think younger's good.
Okay, me too. Do you think Sheree is at fault for her party planner quitting? She doesn't have a great track record.
Well, listen, the party planner quit the day of the show. Not that I watched the show, guys.
Yeah, right.
But the party planner quit hours before the party's about to begin. I don't care how mad she is. She shouldn't have quit.
Going to Jersey, who should Teresa believe, Danielle or Dolores?
Dolores.
I say Dolores.
You say Dolores. Do you think Siggy needs to let the cake thing go?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Enough,
what do you think of Margaret?
It was a joke. They had already eaten some of the cake.
What do you think of Margaret?
And her pigtails?
Yeah.
She's okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gail King. Second, let's see the poll again.
How's it doing?
Okay, no.
Yes.
You guys don't like it.
Yay, thank you, people. Thank you.
Second, Leslie, you don't have to be that excited. Leslie Odom Jr. was probably excited when his role in Hamilton won him a Tony Award. Yeah. But here's what. What gets Leslie Odom Jr. excited on a regular day? Let's find out as we play the Boney Awards. Leslie, I'll name a thing that you may or may not find arousing. You tell me whether it gives you a Boney. Do threesomes give you a Boney?
Is there no in between?
Is
just yes or no? Or is
yes
maybe,
or no? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Listening
you
to
said
that.
They give you the arousal?
Sure.
Yes.
Depending
well, why
on the. Depending
they?
On the.
A threesome?
Yes.
No.
Listening to the Hamilton soundtrack while making love, Boney inducing or not?
Not.
Not. Do massages give you a Boney?
Yes.
Yes. Does having sex backstage before or after a Broadway show give you a Boney? You like it? Does lingerie give you a Boney?
Yes.
Yes. Did you get a post-show Boney after winning a Tony?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
Do fake boobs give you a Boney?
No.
No.
No. Does role play give you a Boney?
Sometimes, yeah.
Does it give you a Boney to have phone sex?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Do feet give you a Boney?
The right feet.
All right. Would it give you a Boney to make an at-home sex tape?
Not really.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. I don't know that. Go to WWHL.TV now. Our next poll question is...
What gives you a Boney, Andy?
Well, we want to ask our audience, does Leslie give you a Boney, audience? Yes or no? And look at the votes coming in. It's a landslide. Oh, my God, they're so shady.
Yeah.
So, okay,
no,
very
no,
good.
No.
You want it. Let's get out now while okay, finally, Gail's bestie, Oprah, may be one of the busiest women in media, but that doesn't mean she won't get up at the crack of dawn to check out what Gail is wearing on CBS This Morning so she can offer her opinion.
Yes.
Here's what. It's time for a little redemption. Oh,
okay.
No, she didn't. Gail, okay. I'm going to show you some things. Oprah's worn. You tell me what you think of her outfit.
Let me put on my glasses. Okay.
All right, put on your glasses.
Okay.
What do you think of this mullet shirt and vest? Do you like that look, Gail?
It's not for me.
It's not for you?
No.
What about this vintage Oprah in 93?
Now that's no fair, no.
Because it's 93.
Because it's 93.
Hiking in Alaska, look, you were probably on this hike.
I was, that's
and
fine.
That's fine.
Yes.
What about this tribal poncho?
You have to put it in context, okay. Yes, that works.
Okay,
that
what
works.
About in her Christmas PJs?
Yes, we have some of those.
Okay,
yes.
What about this very salmon, very shiny?
I like that, okay. Adam was involved
put that
in
together.
That,
yes. Okay, what about these suede?
Own it, Adam, own it.
What about these suede pants?
Yeah, those work.
Yes.
Those work.
Okay,
yes.
Last up, lots of velvet here.
Ah, that worked. That's be- Adam?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a beautiful element.
That
okay,
actually
very
works.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, thank
yes.
you very much. www.hl.tv now. Tell us who has better style, Oprah or Gail. That's what we want to know. Because does it bug
remember
you?
Remember, people, I'm sitting here,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, does it bug you? Well, they just trashed my suit.
Oprah's in South Africa.
Yeah, right.
I am here.
They just trashed
just
my suit.
Just think about that for a second.
You know, yes.
Yeah.
Gail, you won this. Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I got to ask you about what's going on your show. Two things.
Yeah.
First of all, there were all these rumors that CBS was after Oprah to be on the show.
Andy, you know that's not true.
Right. I mean, by the way, I would like Oprah to be on this show, but it doesn't mean anybody's...
I don't even know where that started. She doesn't know where it started. There's absolutely no truth to that whatsoever.
That's what I figured. No. I got to ask you this because I'm such a Charlie Rose fan.
Too.
Love the guy.
Me
been
too.
Interviewed by him.
Me too.
How do you reconcile, and you talked about this so eloquently the next morning, how do you reconcile when you find something like this out about someone who is your colleague and your friend who you love and care about?
Well, it's very difficult.
It makes you emotional.
It does, and I don't want to sit here and boo like a girl or like a baby, but I have great affection for him, really still care about him, and just because he's done what he's accused of doing, I can't turn that off. I can't turn off my feelings for him. But I also have sympathy for these women that are speaking up. So it's very, very difficult when somebody you care about has done something that is so egregious to everything that you believe in.
Can you tell me then what the tone of your conversations have been with him?
No, I can't. I'm going to see him. I haven't seen him yet.
But you've spoken.
Spoken to him. I've spoken to him. And listen, it is a bad situation for everybody all around. And I think at CBS, we're still dealing with it. We're still reeling from it. But I also know that we must and we will have to carry on. I believe in Nora. I believe in me. I believe in our team. And we will carry on. But Andy, it's very, very difficult. It's one of the worst things that's happened to me in my professional career, I have to say.
Wow.
With somebody that I'm telling you, I care deeply about him. And, you know, in the culture where all of this is coming up, the only good that's coming out of it is that everybody's talking about it. Even at CBS, everybody's encouraged to speak up, speak out about anything that you want to do. And I think that's a good thing.
When are you going to see him?
I'm hoping this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you nervous about it?
No. I'm not nervous. I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
No, I'm not nervous to see him. No, I want to see him. Yeah. I want to see him because I have a lot of questions.
You do?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. No, I want to see him.
I have a feeling you're going to ask.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to ask, too. But it's difficult when somebody you care about and this happens. But we will... I know that we will be okay, but it is. It's very difficult. It's a big blow for us.
Leslie Juliana R. said, be honest, what's your least favorite Hamilton song?
Oh.
My least favorite Hamilton song.
You have to have one.
I mean, I like them all. I love them all.
Yes,
but,
okay,
too.
If I had to rank them, probably, I mean, I don't remember the score.
In the room where it happened?
Sure.
That's not your least favorite one, though.
Yeah, but well, I got to give an answer, so that one.
Wendy V emailed Gail, who got the most turnt on David Geffen's yacht this summer?
Tom Hanks.
All right, I like it. I like it. Let's go to Mayla from New York. Hey, Mayla, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Gail. So, Gail, you and Oprah are the real OG BFFs. What advice do you have for best friends Tamara and Vicky from The Real Housewives of OC? who are trying to mend their relationship after over a year of fighting, which included planting lies in the tabloids.
Okay, she wanted your advice. Now, she doesn't watch OC, but they also made up last night, I'm happy to say. But what is your advice for friends trying to, you know, sometimes friendships are hard. What's the key to being a good friend?
But that's assuming that you still want to be a friend.
Right, yes.
Yeah, if you don't want to be a friend, I think it's easy to say, I can no longer be the friend you want me to be. So we'll have to move on. But I think if you have a fracture in your relationship, you have to talk about it, Andy. You have to. And yes. I wouldn't take no for an answer from that person.
Have you and Oprah ever had a fight?
No.
No.
No. Nothing that was so, you know, that we're not speaking. Nothing like that ever.
Let's go to Stephanie from Florida with a question for Leslie. Hey, Stephanie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Gail. Hey, Leslie. Leslie, hey. Huge fan.
Hey.
The cat that I just adopted, I named Eliza. So my question is a Hamilton-related question. Do you guys have, like, a group chat, or who was the last person that you talked to in the cast? And do you guys, like, keep up on a daily basis?
Great question. Thank you. I wouldn't say daily. The last person that I talked to was probably David. But Anthony, I owe Anthony a text back. So, yeah, there's several group chains going, like, you know, specific groups.
You owe Anthony a text back. When did he text you?
Like a couple days ago.
Sweetie, that's bad.
No. They know me.
Yes,
they
sweetie.
A couple days ago.
They know me. It's
yes,
not.
Sweetie. It doesn't.
Let's go to Sheree from Connecticut. I always say Sheree because of Miss Whitfield. Hey, Sheree, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Love you.
Love you back.
Hey, Leslie. Love Autumn Leaves. To break into song at any given time through the show and sing Autumn Leaves. But my question is for Gail.
Okay.
Love you, Gail. Love you to death.
Hi, Sheree.
I want to know, what is your all-time favorite thing from Oprah? What's your favorite thing?
Favorite thing.
Favorite thing would be after I had my second baby and they're, you know, 11 months apart, where you say to the doctor, I thought this diaphragm was supposed to work. She gifted me a live-in nanny.
Well, that's a good. Yeah, that's good.
I could never have afforded it.
Right.
I could never have afforded it. And so she
I thought you were going to, I didn't know where you were going with that. A condom? I didn't know what was going to happen.
No.
Right.
No, the point I was making is I didn't plan to have babies that quick together, that close together.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Right.
Guys in the audience, yeah. But that's a good gift.
That
was a good gift.
That is a good gift. Gail, we got a question. Dean Susan wants to know if you've tried to meet men on dating sites. You know,
this is a very good question. Andy has been encouraging it, yes. And I swear to you, I would do it if people wouldn't know it was me. But there's just something I know, and I know that this is really backwards thinking, but there's just something about saying, yeah, I'm looking for a date, that I just don't want to be online doing
it. Well, we're talking about it on national television.
Yeah, but I'm still not out there saying, hi, my name is Gail, I like walks on the beach. If I could do it and people would know it was me, I would do it.
Well, you do like walks on the beach.
I do.
Yeah. Let's go to Kate from Wisconsin. Hey, Kate, what's your question?
I do.
Hi, Andy. I just have a question for Leslie. Leslie, what was the most magical moment you had with Johnny Depp on Murder on the Orient Express?
Oh.
The most magical moment I had with Johnny Depp. he has a really strange, I mean, wonderful sense of humor.
Does he?
Yeah. Johnny, because he spends, most of us, you know, have our regular life and we spend this much time on a movie set. If you're doing 4 or 5 movies a year, it's like you spend this much time on a movie set and that much time is your regular life. So there's no hierarchy with him. Like, he'll talk to anybody. He just, you know, because it's his home. So one time, him and Josh were in a fight about who was closer to Judy.
Uh-huh.
Who was Judy's beau. Uh-huh. And Josh said, you know, I'm going to take Judy around the world and show her, you know, magical things. What are you going to do for Judy? And Johnny said, well, I'm going to take her to jail.
To jail? Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, and we didn't know what it meant.
That sounds odd, Leslie.
Yeah,
that sounds odd.
I know. I want to go to jail with
exactly.
Johnny Depp. Leslie, it was so good to see you singing live on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade the other day. That was cool. Not a lot of people were singing live. You were.
Well, you know,
just yes. Gail,
own
who
it,
makes
Leslie.
Your
own it.
Gail, who makes your glasses?
Own it.
Bibita one wants to know.
Warby Parker. I
Warby
wear a
Parker.
Lot of Warby Parkers, and these are Gwen Stefani's.
You
Gwen
mean
Stefani has a glasses line?
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Who knew? Did you know that, Leslie?
Adam. I had no idea.
Adam's the one.
Adam picked it out.
Adam told me about it. Yes.
Adam. Yeah. Adam is the man behind
yes,
it all.
He really is.
Oh my gosh.
He is.
Leslie, the Christmas album's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely love it.
Can I just say, this is the first time in your new digs, Andy. This
I know, thank
really
you for
very,
being
very,
here, and
very
I know it's
nice.
Past your bedtime.
You're yeah, staying it's up time, late for.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It yeah. goes to a video that surfaced, which reportedly shows Vladimir Putin's daughter competing in an acrobatic rock and roll dance competition. There it is. That's apparently his daughter. That's what they're saying. And the thing is, as cringeworthy as that routine is, at least it serves as concrete evidence that there are, in fact, gays in Russia. If Putin likes his daughter half as much as he likes President Trump, I'm sure there's no dance competition she hasn't unexpectedly won. Tonight's Shackle goes to the most troubling news to come out around Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's engagement. Now, I am troubled by this announcement. She was once a deal or no deal briefcase model?
Yes, number 29, yes.
Now, Prince Harry, if you're watching, and I know you are, if she can feign that sort of excitement over $5 in a suitcase, how do you know if anything else about your relationship is authentic? I'm just saying.
Hey.
I want to thank Gail, Leslie Odom Jr., and Adam. King, Oprah's Favorite Things is on newsstands now. Leslie Odom Jr.'s album, Simply Christmas Deluxe Edition, is out now as well. It's really good. And Adam Glassman's magazine, Oprah's Favorite Things, is on newsstands now. It's Adam's magazine, Gail, just
well,
so you know.
Well, Oprah likes to remind us it's not called A Magazine. It's called
yes.
Oprah Magazine.
I know.
We
well, then, you know what?
Adam is
then
the guy
don't give
the
A all the freaking power, then. You know, it's
a
catch-22. Yeah.
He has a lot of power.
Well, we love his curatorial eye.
I was going to say, he and his team spend all year looking for the favorite things list.
Speaking of which, what is this?
I came with something for you, Mr.
Oh, my God.
He's a new dad.
Oh, my God. That's nice.
Open it up, quickly. And this
all
is
of our
for
faces
Waka.
Are on.
Oh, this is for Waka?
Yeah. And but notice the wrapping paper.
Oh my God, it's so
paper.
Cute. Love Gail and Adam. This is so cute.
And look at the
look
wrapping
at the
paper.
Oh my God, Mazel wrapping paper.
With your
and
face.
And Waka wrapping paper. This is amazing.
Oh,
he's,
this is Lucille's dad.
Oh, that
so
is
this is for Lucille.
Oh, my God. You guys are amazing.
And one for Nicolette and one for you.
God, I don't really want to.
So we have your Christmas morning outfit all picked out for you. Oh, all picked up.
This is amazing.
And these are all on the favorite things
it's
list.
It's an interactive smart bone?
Oh,
yep.
No, Andy.
My dog has an interactive bone?
Explain, Adam.
Wow.
You could lay in bed and you operate it from an app on your phone and Waka will play with that bone while you're sort of playing.
I'll play with
bone.
My own bone.
You play with your own bone.
Okay.
And he
all right.
That
more
one.
Time.
Yeah.
More time.
Yeah.
For that.
Sorry.
While you're doing your own bonies.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you. I've always wanted an interactive bone. I really
it's
appreciate
for Waka,
it.
That's not for amazing. You.
No, that's fine. I know.
Not for you.
Look at this Mazel wrapping paper. You guys are amazing at O Magazine. This is an eco-friendly sweet check gift set from Harry. It's a gingham.
It's for Harry Barker.
It's for Waka, too.
It's a
it's
Harry.
For Waka, yeah. too. Yes.
Oh, this is for Waka, too?
Yes.
I mean, with all due. Oh, my God, this
we
is.
We figure you're the guy that has everything.
Well, you know what? You're right. This is. No, I do. I mean, I appreciate it. Oh, wow. Oh, this is great. These are dog biscuits. Oh, he's going to love this.
Gourmet biscuits.
Oh, this is amazing. Thank you. And the product is. And it's Harry Barker. Yeah. And these are both on your favorite things.
Favorite
oh, this
thing.
Is great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Gail, boy,
you're welcome.
You know what I always say about Gail King? And Leslie, you'll agree with me on this.
Gail King.
when you're at an event in New York City.
That song. They did that song years ago.
Yes.
I think it's so fun.
It's amazing. We play it every time you're here. I love this. But don't you agree that when you're at an event in New York City and you run into Gail, like, the event is better? You somehow are like, oh, thank God, Gail's here. Like,
Andy, you do not do that.
I do. Oh, my God, I definitely. Are you kidding me?
No, you do not.
I do 1,000%.
When Leslie does. You don't.
No, when I ran into you at that Hurricane Telethon, I was like,
Oh, my God.
I was so intimidated. There were all these people here.
We felt that, though, because everybody was there, though.
I know, but I was like, oh, thank God, Gail's here. This is a friend I can talk to. Yeah. And did we have so much.
You don't know a stranger, Andy Cohen. You don't. That's the beauty of Andy Cohen.
Thank you.
Because he's a grown-ass man, but he also has childlike enthusiasm. And honestly, that's a compliment. May that never change.
Gail, did we have so much fun? Gail and I spent New Year's Eve together.
Yeah, we did.
Right?
Yes.
In St. Bart's. We had a good time.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. We partied.
Once you go black, you never go back.
I agree.
You know that.
I agree.
My invitation must have gotten lost in the...
I'll be in Times Square New Year's Eve.
No, my first time in St. Bart's,
yeah. That was your first time in St. Bart's?
Yeah.
Wow. Do we have any calls, guys?
Nah.
Oh, God. Okay, let's do this super quick. We got to get Gail to bed. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's David. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, David, what's your question?
My question is for Gail. Okay. I'm actually read a Vanity Fair article that you like throwing great parties and you like to plan all the stops. Well, I'm actually having my 21st birthday party next week on Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
And I wonder if I could get a couple good tips on how to throw a good party from you.
On how to throw a good party.
Yeah.
Great food.
Yes.
Great food, David. Great food and great music.
Yes. And great lighting.
And great music.
And great lighting.
Really?
Yeah, dim the lights a little bit.
Oh,
right?
I say great food and great music.
All right, that's it. Next call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Idris from Piscataway, New Jersey.
Hey, Idris. What's your question?
Idris.
Hi, my question is for Leslie. Hi, Leslie. You have a great voice.
You do, too.
When are you going to put out a regular album?
When are you going to put out a regular album, not a Christmas album?
A regular album. Yeah. I love that. Oh, my God.
You have a regular album.
Of course
you
I
have
do.
A regular.
We need to do our job better because we have a debut album that also went to number one on the Billboard Jazz charts. It's called Leslie Odom Jr., Idris, just to keep it very simple. But we're going to also put out another album next year of original tunes.
Another regular album
next year. Maybe you'll cop that one.
And, of course, this is the Christmas album that's available now. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, y'all. This is Caroline from Kentucky.
Hey, Caroline. What's your question?
I love you to pieces, Leslie Odom Jr., but my question's actually for Miss Gale.
Okay.
Gail, if you had to pick a housewife to co-host with you on your show, who would it be and why?
Who would you pick and why?
That's a really good question,
Andy. That's a great question.
I don't know. I might plead the fifth.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay,
Caroline, that's a very good question.
If you could pick a housewife to go have a cocktail with, who would you choose? That's maybe a better question.
Mm-hmm. You know who I really like? She's not on anymore, but I really like Carolyn Manzo.
Yes.
I like her very, very, very much. I thought she was very solid, loved her family, loved her children. I thought, you know, she was and very practical. I really liked her. I miss her.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Me too.
Hi, my name's Caroline. I'm from Long Island.
Hey, Caroline from Long Island.
Hey.
What's your question, Caroline?
My question is for Leslie.
Okay.
So, besides Hamilton, because I'm sure you're sick of getting Hamilton questions, if there were any other pieces that you've done that you could go back to and relive, like Smash, I Vote for Tick, Tick, Boom, is there anything that you would go back and cherish again or redo something or just be involved with again?
What a great question. I made my Broadway debut when I was 17 years old in Rent on Broadway, and that's the show that brought me to the theater.
Were you Benny?
I was in the ensemble at 17. I understudied Benny.
Okay.
But if I could relive any moment again, I'd relive that.
Oh,
so special to me.
Wow. What happened to Benny? What happened to his art and the ideals he once pursued?
And the owner of that lot next door has the right to do with it as he pleases.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
You're wasting your time.
I love it. Oh, my God. I want to thank Gayle King, Massimiliano Jr., and Adam Bassett. I have goosebumps. Come on, click around MamaTV.com tonight, everybody. Thank you for my presence. Thanks for my presence.
Well, if that duet of Rent with Leslie Odom Jr. at the end of the after show didn't make my day, then I just don't know what would. That was very exciting. Gayle got really emosh talking about Charlie. She really did. She's great. That was fun. I hope you liked it too.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.